Rap Sucks Radio. Blah, 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 blah.
That worked, actually, last time. It worked out fresh. Op, you watching Clone Wars real quick? Yo, Op, you watching Clone Suge said he watching Ozark. I just want to see what people are watching. I'm not going to watch half of this stuff. I just want
to
see.
Ozark's supposed to be dope.
Ancient Aliens. Chims, don't watch. Chims, don't watch Ancient Aliens. It's the same theme. All right.
It's too close to Asian Aliens.
Yo, what up, y'all? You alive on Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy Trek Life and your fam, Kev Sakota.
Icy Ice.
Icy Ice is in the building. Wow. Celebrity guest appearance.
You talk about, wait, hold on. Talk about not aging.
Yeah, that dude.
Icy Ice looks like he's about 11 years old.
That man refuses to age, yo. Yeah, we gotta get into a couple things. We gotta get
every time someone asks you what's in the box, I feel like that's a little like slightly a problem.
Hey, Spawn asks why we call it Rap Sucks Radio.
No idea. Sorry.
Yeah, we haven't answered that.
Yeah, as is the case with many things, we have no answers.
We have no answer to that whatsoever. Not at all. So, yeah, that's what we're working on right now. But today is a very interesting episode because we're doing the old news edition, right? We're going back in the archives for old news real quick, right, Kev?
Yeah. Yeah. On purpose.
Yeah, son, hold up.
That's nasty.
Soundboard, yo.
Oh my god. You are so corny.
Yo, thank you. At my age, what? I'm okay with that.
How is it that every time you record at your house, you're in a different room? You're in a mansion.
It's the same room. What happened? Same room every single time. I'm just different camera angles.
Where are the flowers?
The flowers are on the other side of this room, where the turntables are. I have to give a shout out to my wife, though. This is very, very, very well decorated in here. It was quite a bit of work on one of our end, but she did a good job in here.
Good job, Randy. Yeah,
good job.
Good job.
She had me moving patio furniture today. That was awesome, right after work. So, yeah.
Oh, man.
All right, so old news. Let's jump into this real quick, man, because you are live on Rap Sucks Radio. This is the In Here Trippin' Edition, where we drop a new episode every day, and we drop it on IG Live, usually at 8 o'clock, unless Kev decides that it's okay to be a little bit later, which is okay. That's fine. I'm fine with that. You know what I'm saying? And we talk about a myriad of topics, man. It could be rap. It could be just about anything for the most part.
I had a good reason for being late.
Drop it. What's the reason?
I fell asleep.
All right. So now, yo, so let's get into this episode. Let's get into this real quick. Old news real quick. We got to give a rest in peace shout out real quick, man. It's a belated rest in peace. But it is kind of falling into a conversation we've had about conspiracy theories and things of that nature. Rest in peace to Mad Mike Hughes, a daredevil inventor and flat earther, was killed in a homemade rocket crash Saturday, February 22nd. So he had, for those of you guys who don't know, LAD Bible reports this. We'll post it up on RSR Podcasts on Facebook or what have you. So what happened was he had built this rocket to go, let's see, he wanted to fly 5,000 feet in the air in a homemade rocket, which he built for about $18,000 in a bid to prove that the earth was flat. That was his whole thing. He was being followed by like the Science Channel was actually kind of backing this whole thing and the whole nine yards. So basically he launched himself like 1,900 feet in the air at about 350 miles per hour before activating his parachute. He did that before. He did that in 2018. And then he tried again in February, and unfortunately he perished. So,
wait, he didn't get up to 5,000 feet?
I don't believe so. I don't believe he ever reached 5,000 feet.
No.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
It is a shame. I don't think he never accomplished his goal. His reason for saying the Earth was flat and building a rocket to prove such was he wanted people to question everything. He wanted to question what your congressman is doing, your city council, and question what really happened during the Civil War and what happened during 9/11. Just like all things, he wanted to make sure that we question things.
You know what? The answer to all those questions, people die.
That is true.
People die.
People true. People did die due to all of that. And unfortunately, so did he. So, rest in peace to Mad Mike Hughes. I would have him on Doing Too Much, but that seems a little messed up, being that he's, you know, that he's gone now.
My only contribution was the title.
Yes, let's. All right, I'm gonna do the horns. You do the you do the.
Wait, you're gonna do the horns?
Yeah, you know the intro horns. Before that,
how much time did you? How
I'm
much
not gonna play it. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna just do it. Dinner, 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 dinner.
I like my earth fat, not flat.
I like my earth fat, not flat. All right. Rest in peace, Mad Mike. When that's hey, you know, you gotta.
How is that supposed to prove that the earth is flat?
I don't know. I believe going up in an airplane to assert, you know, proves that the earth is not flat. So I'm not sure how he was going to go up in a rocket and prove otherwise.
I heard someone say that there were kids watching, and that made me feel bad.
Oh, dude, yeah, there was quite a few people watching. That was the horrific part about it. Yeah, it's really sad. It's actually really sad.
What goes up must come down.
Oh my god.
the rocket launch was great. It was the landing that killed him.
Oh man. I shouldn't laugh. That's terrible. Yo,
you're terrible. You're a terrible person.
Yo Kev, what
did happen during the Civil War?
A war? I mean, do we want to get into that? No, we don't actually. We already know it would happen during the Civil War. Wait, Lincoln freed us. That's what happened. Wait a minute.
Not me.
Wait a minute. You too, Kev.
Nope.
Preemptively. The next topic we want. Yeah. I was going to try to, I couldn't think of a good segue for that. I was going to say, speaking of freedom, but anyway.
Yo, why start? Why start now?
The open row, fam. Turn me up in the headphones. Yo, check this out.
Oh, man.
Truck driver pulled over for speeding was using his semi as a recording studio.
As one does.
I'm actually, this is an intriguing thing for me that he did this, that he had a recording studio inside his truck. I've been, for those, some people may know this about me and some people may not. I'm really big on trying to be able to record portably. Like I like to, I actually have recorded commercial drops that I've actually been featured on commercials in my car during my lunch break on my iPad. I'm so into trying to do it. I got an iRig that was delivered today. You know what I'm saying? I'm really big on
delivered
it
today.
It was delivered today. I got this from my
is
old
that a sponsorship?
iPad. It's not. It's not. We need more sponsors though. I got this from my iPad and I got the
we
blue icicle.
Need a sponsor.
He's no, I'm really big.
Did you wipe all those products off?
I did. I actually did. I wiped the boxes off. My wife would not let me bring these things in the house if I didn't She would never let me bring anything in the house. Wait, we have the
so what happens? The package gets delivered. You wipe the boxes off, and then does she wipe you off?
So the package gets wiped off with Clorox wipes. Then it's opened in the garage. Okay. Then the boxes are wiped off, and then they're brought into the house. And I wash my hands.
So sounds like a Sounds like a solid protocol.
And somehow the coronavirus still sneaks through on some other thing. Because I opened the door and the dude coughed before I got in. Anyway. So, truck driver pulled over for speeding. Was using his semi as a recording studio. The players involved in this are the because the man's name was not presented. Public information officer Chris Thorson was the person who was most involved in this. So peep this out. A Washington State trooper was surprised to find a semi-truck he pulled over this week was used by its driver as a recording studio, complete with party supplies.
he had the drugs.
Right? Who records a record without drugs involved of any kind? Anyway, public information officer Chris Thorson posted a photo on Instagram Monday showing the supersonic cabin of a semi-truck one of his fellow officers pulled over. It contained what appeared to be a computerized mixer, headphones, and other electronic equipment.
I love the hashtag. Hashtag not acceptable.
Not acceptable. Wait. So the only thing worse than maybe this, which is not bad. I think a recording studio in a semi-truck is an awesome idea. I don't know. I think it's a great idea. However, the goofy jokes were worse than the crime. Did you? In the article, one of the jokes the guy said was, I wonder if right. the driver was hauling oats.
That's great.
Dun, 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 dun.
That's no.
That's nasty.
Yep.
I don't know. I don't have a drop for that. Whatever, Kev. Oh,
damn,
press them all at once just to get a reaction.
By the way, I love how, like, not to cast aspersions upon semi-truck drivers, but the drugs were the least controversial part of this whole thing.
Right? The least shocking part was...
The evidence photo, again, well-organized. That's a Rap Sucks Radio theme, is when you well-organize the evidence before you take a photo of it. The drugs are in three different types of containers, so very well-organized. But the fact that he has a microphone set up is
the best. Right, exactly. Exactly. Listen, I want to hear what he was recording. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Remixes of On the Road.
No, you don't.
Driving music. Remixes of On the Road Again. You Could Go Your Own Way, maybe. I'm thinking of great driving songs. Stepping Out by Joe Jackson.
What?
You know, it's an amazing driving song.
Look at you.
Right?
Yeah. Look at you. What? Hot in Here?
No.
Luchini?
Luchini is a terrible driving song. It's an awful driving song.
I did.
Okay, you know what?
That's one man's opinion.
Let's settle this Luchini argument really quickly.
Okay.
Kick the first verse.
Let's do it.
Go ahead.
No.
Oh, okay. Kick anything outside of the hook.
Luchini pouring
That's
from the
hook.
Sky. This is it. What?
Exactly.
Oh, other than the hook.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant emanating from the hook.
Them dudes sounded like they were rapping with Big League Chew in their mouth the whole time. I'm done. I don't want to hear that.
What's wrong with that?
I just want to hear that. I don't want to hear it. Come on. What are we doing right now? Stop.
I like how they pronounce amaretto.
Oh, God. Is that going to haunt me forever? That and Shook Ones are going to haunt me forever.
If we're on every day, yes, it will. If we go take a break, then I'll forget about it.
Excellent driving song to my man Garfield Adams. Move, bitch, get out the way. Definitely. Definitely a great driving song. That is probably not the best driving song for like a long drive. Like, I don't know. maybe a traffic on the way to work drive, though. Perfect.
I want to go jump on the freeway now just to see what it's like.
What do you mean? Just to see? Wait, if anybody's on it? Yeah, good job.
Yeah.
Well, over here, they were having motorcycle races not too far from my house.
Yeah.
So yeah,
people bugging out.
Doing too much. You know what I'm saying? Doing way too much.
Word.
So yeah. So anyway, yeah, man. So I again, I'm a big fan of portable recording. I'm gonna try this iRig out, and if this one doesn't work, I think I'm gonna get the iRig Stream.
What are you gonna do with it?
Well, I'll do most of the What's in the Box episodes. I'll probably be doing with the iRig now. Maybe some of these episodes. I might try it out for one of these episodes as well. So I'm big on that. I think I think whoever was driving that semi truck, you know, I think he deserves an award of some sort for portable recording.
But it's a semi. He probably had a desktop computer in there, like a tower in a whole.
A tower would be hilarious. I would die laughing. Like, whoa, taking it back, taking it back, boy. Wait, what are you, a gamer? Come on, let's knock it off here.
Come on.
So yeah. Anyway, man, thank y'all for tuning in.
So what, this is the last episode of the week?
This is. Yes, we will be back Sunday night. Sunday through Thursday, y'all. So tomorrow night, you guys get to have your whole night to yourself. You don't have to kick it with us. But yeah, we'll be back. We'll be back Sunday night, Sunday through Thursday, the In Here Tripping edition of Rap Sucks Radio. If you missed this episode or missed part of this episode, you can check it out on rapsucksradio.com in all of its glory. Right? You could do that.
It's definitely a better experience. You get to listen without having to look at us.
I'm gonna disagree with that. I'm gonna completely disagree with that. Which is
free to disagree.
And or you can catch us on any podcasting platform you prefer to listen to. That's if it's Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher. I think pretty much every single one except for Pandora for some reason. So yeah, man, thank y'all for checking us out, man. Rapsucksradio.com, Track Life, Kev Sakota, and on the count of three, we say peace. 1, 2, 3. Peace. And we out, y'all. Thank y'all.